Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I'm hoping everybody can hear me. That's my main goal and objective for today, is everybody being able to hear me and see me. That's the main objective for today. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio, back with another video. Okay, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Can y'all see me well? Do I look okay? All right. Is my mouth moving? Because I am streaming to Facebook and YouTube simultaneously. If you guys can hear me, drop some bells and bombs in the comments, okay? Please do that if you guys can hear me clearly. You know what? I'm telling you, I've been feeling so fat lately. I'm telling you, it's just, I'm getting real secure about it. All right. So let's get into some things. So today was like a random day for me. Like, honestly, I really wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. I knew I wanted to go live, but I really wasn't sure what I wanted to go live about. And people just kept sending me all kind of different stuff. Like, first I got the transgender stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, do I want to tackle the transgender stuff? People are so sensitive. However, you know, it's a conversation that we need to have. And then I got, you know, the pussy eating pastor story. And I'm like, oh my God, I do not want to look and talk about the nasty pastor that was speaking in tongues while he was licking that pussy. Okay. And then someone also sent me some Atlanta shit where the gays are now going to get haircuts and blowjobs for a flat rate of $80. Okay. So I'm just like, all right, it's Friday. It's been a long, let's have a kiki. But before we get into the kiki, if you're a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello, okay? So let me know if you guys can hear me. Let me know if everything is working well, all right? All right. So let's just jump right into it. All right, so the first thing first is a little bit of a this is a little bit of a controversial kind of topic. So Georgia school district reverses its decision on transgender bathroom policy after receiving death threats. I was going to read the article for you guys, but I've just decided now I'm not going to read the article. So basically what's happening is now that the transgender high school students, I guess the students have been receiving death threats. The staff, the faculty, just everybody, it's just been a toxic environment for everybody since, you know, it's been open to, you know, you can pretty much use whatever bathroom you want. So now the transgender students have to now go use like a segregated single stall bathroom that was once for the teachers, but now it's no longer for the teachers. It's for transgenders. So to me, it's kind of like, all right, well, are the transgenders being segregated or are the transgenders being protected? It's a bit of a double-edged sword because I feel like the transgenders are being protected to a certain degree, but on the other hand, I feel like they're being segregated. The reason why I feel like they're being protected is because, I mean, in high school and just in any school period, you know, you're going to get picked on by people. You know, you don't want to get beat up because you're different. You don't want to get bullied because you're transgendered. I mean, it's naturally going to happen in high school anyway. People are going to bully you. That's just how it goes. However, to make it a dangerous place, you know, with a lot of transgenders getting, you know, murdered and things like that, I think that the school is trying to make sure that they are protecting the transgenders. Students. Also, I mean, not for nothing, I think a lot of the parents are coming down and they're feeling like they want to protect their daughters. They want to protect their sons. And so I was reading a lot of messages and different tweets and different comments from a lot of women. They were saying, listen, I don't want my daughter in a room with a boy, per se. Now, I'm not saying that transgenders are men or whatever, so don't take that and run with it. However, what I am saying is this, though. It could be a little bit different when you're talking about someone who's under the age of 18. Everybody is not probably completely surged out and proportioned out. So, you know, I think the issue with the whole transgender identity thing is, you know, nowadays in 2020, everybody that wants to, you know, be different can come out as transgender. It used to be back in the day, like if you were transgender, you know, you had breasts, you were taking hormones, you were, you know, you actually started the process of your transition before they even gave you the title transgender. Now, you know, if I decided today at this moment right now, you know, if I wanted to put a bra on underneath here, and even if you guys didn't know it, I can holler transgender. You know, so I think like, I think that the line of transgender and what it really actually means or what it looks like, it's so blurred. So at this point, it's like, you know, some people that are fully transitioned, and then people that are probably just at the thought of being transitioning, do they get the same rights? So I think that could be a little interesting as well. Hold on, let me see something real quick. So I think that's an interesting perspective. So, and then I feel like they're also being segregated because I feel like, you know, maybe a lot of people really don't know how to deal or handle that whole transgender thing. I don't think a lot of people really know how to, you know, really where to place transgender, how to fit it again. But I think it's because the umbrella for transgender is so wide now. It's like anybody could be trans. And then everybody is so sensitive. You know, you can't say that, well, you don't look trans to me without getting, you know, cursed out, canceled, or, you know, losing your job or whatever it is. You know, everybody, you know, so like we live in a day and age where everybody, like the freedom of speech, freedom of opinion no longer exists because everybody is holding on to every single word that a person says and they're looking to be offended. So it gets really, really tricky. So with that being said, I'm for the segregated bathroom just because it makes everybody more comfortable. I mean, it's protection for the transgender. It allows the fully transitioned woman and the boy or whatever, and it allows the one that's kind of thinking about their transition to still identify in that way and not be looked at as different or be judged. And then it also for the parents. For the cisgendered boys and girls, they're able to feel like their kid is getting a fair chance at choosing or figuring out who they are. A lot of times, I think a lot of parents feel as though in high school and things like that, they don't want their child to be influenced or impressions to feeling like they are one way or the other. It's kind of like, you know, you make that decision on your own. However, you don't need any outside influences like confusing you. So I'm with the separateness of it, to be honest with you, so everybody could just be in peace and harmony. Now, so that's that on that. Now, well, we're going to get to that in a second. Now, this, let me tell you something. So the PC eating pastor, I couldn't really shake with this all the way. I did not look at the video. I guess apparently and allegedly that this man is a man, pastor out of Dallas. I forget his name. What is this man's name? Pastor, these church people are who? And they'd be the first one telling you going to hell. Pastor Wilson. All right, so the pastor went viral for eating a lady's coochie, who wasn't his wife. I feel like that happens every day. You know, people cheat, pastors cheat. Pastors are giving blowjobs and pastors are eating pussy that's not of their own and that of not of God or whatever the case may be. This just so happened to go viral. It is what it is to me. I kind of feel like, you know what, I don't never trust no nigga, don't trust no Christian, okay? Because they will lie and spit and cheat on you, all right? So it is what it is. Now, what they said was that I didn't watch the whole video. I know what I like, and I don't like that. I didn't want to look at no old man sticking it. Nothing was attractive, but nothing was sexy. Nothing was hot about that. The cooch didn't look good. The pastor with the mouth and the up. I could not watch it. So I didn't get to the part where he was speaking in tongues. I didn't listen. I didn't do none of that. So apparently he was speaking in tongues while he was up in her cooch. Now, the devil is a liar because you definitely have a wife. Now, that was nasty, and that was disgusting, okay? That was disgusting. But see, you know, I don't really go to church like that. I still believe in God, but I don't be going to church for reasons like that, because these niggas will tell you that you're going to hell and secretly be eating coochie on the side. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, period, Pooh. So we're going to pray for this nigga and hope that everything works out with him, okay? Now, this is the tea. This is what I wanted to get to. Okay, so this is going viral right now, okay? So an Atlanta stripper slash barber slash, I would say, escort has went viral for doing haircuts and allowing you to grope his balls and touch on his penis. And then while they jack off underneath the robe, and then after the haircut, there's a random man that comes and suck you off to completion. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a video out. If you haven't seen the video, it'll be on the ArmandWiggins.com immediately following this live. So you guys can go see the video there. So basically, the guy that's doing the haircut, so he has this thing like an OnlyFans. So if you guys don't know what OnlyFans is, it's pretty much a Patreon for sex, if I will. You know, like, you can go on there, you pay a monthly prescription. It's the new adult site. Like, people go on there, and but the thing is, it's very competitive. You know, everybody has an OnlyFans, and now it's a subscription, so you can set up your own monthly price. And people can pay to see your content. There's a lot of straight men on OnlyFans that are gay for pay. So don't think that it's just a gay thing. Trust me, there's a lot of straight men, especially the kind of indie hipster looking straight boys, like the metrosexual ones, like the ones that's really, really fine, like super, super cute. And they can, like, if the wind blow the wrong way, they could borderline be bisexual. Them niggas have OnlyFans, okay? And maybe they're not totally into men, but they showing some booty. They showing some pee-pee. How do I know? I've seen it myself. So with that being said, I guess he has an OnlyFans, but he legit has an Instagram where, you know, people can come and get their hair cut while he's naked. Now, one thing you got to know about this guy, I mean, it's great. To me, I think it's brilliant. It's great content for his OnlyFans. And then, two, in the kind of gay urban community, it's kind of the fantasy with the barber. Like, because, you know, you have some of those barbers that are a little like, no shade. Sometimes you have these barbers that'd be getting real close to you, and some of these barbers, especially in Atlanta, you know, you have a barber that put their nuts right on your knee, and you're like, well, sir, you just bumped me with your knee, your nuts on my knee, you know. And so it's like this real erotic thing with the barber, even though the barbershop could be one of the most homophobic places in the world. It's so weird how the barbershop is probably one of the most homophobic places in the world, but at the same time, one of the most homoerotic spaces ever. It's just this weird kind of double entendre that happens at the barbershop, and it's just this weird exchange of energy in certain instances. So I think that he took this concept and just kind of did what what most gay men or black gay men would think, like, cute barber, nice booty, big, long thing, and, you know, let's just be naked. Only thing is, I probably wouldn't go. I mean, he's cute. I've seen him before. I probably wouldn't be interested in him necessarily, just because I know that he's, like, to me, it would be hotter if he was really straight. Like, I know he's a stripper and escort, you know, all those things, you know, so to me, he's just like one of the girls. However, I think it's pretty interesting. Now, what I'm not really too sure about is, I just don't know if I would just want everybody touching my dick all day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just touch it, you just get in there, you just, like, what does that do? Like, my thing is, like, what does that do? And then I guess apparently he has a boyfriend or something like that. So my thing is this, after you, now, if you got home from a long day at work, do you get horny? But like 100 men then touched all on your, dug in your man's ass and touched all on his dick all day. Do you then go put it in your mouth? Like, I just don't so what happens after that? When they leave. And then, what's more interesting enough, the man under here is butt naked too. Okay? But that wasn't what got me. It was when the thing came off, because first of all, I'm not jacking off while I'm getting no haircut. I'm not touching you. I don't even like my barber really to do a lot of talking to me. Because I don't want you to fuck up my haircut. You know what I'm saying? And so we don't really need to have a lot of conversation in the first place. And I'm not going to be doing all this and you at my edge up and then something go awry and my head. No. No nut is worth my edge up. Okay? Especially when I'm paying $80. Yeah, the haircut is $80. This is all you can feel and all you can dig in and all you can cut. And then all you can come, I guess, towards the end. So let me get to the end. So at the end, apparently, you take off the robe and there's another man. I don't know how they find this man. I don't know if this is the man that's waiting. I don't know if this is this man's job. But then he comes on his knees and then he persists after you get your edge up and your haircut and your line up and things like that. After the barber's done, then there's a dick sucker that comes and cleans you off. Now, that's where you would have me fucked up, because how many dicks have you sucked in the last hour? How many dicks have you sucked in the last day? How many dicks have you sucked in the last week? How many dicks have you sucked in the last month, which is in the last year, which is in your life? With that being said, you couldn't be that clean if you just going and just hopping on and sucking every man's dick that's sitting in that chair. No. Ain't enough STD, chlamydia, gonorrhea in the world. Not at all. Okay? Ain't enough. Ain't enough. Ain't enough crap. Ain't enough none of that. And so, y'all can have it. It's okay. Even if I wanted to do it, listen, let me grab and let me sit, but don't suck me. Especially if you're sitting there, if I'm waiting, you know, on a Friday, no telling how many dicks you sucked. You know what I'm saying? Is there a wait? Like, do you sit? Is everybody just sitting there? Like, you know, in a barbershop, you kind of wait. So how does the booking work? Are you just sitting there and then you get the haircut and then it comes off and then the dick sucker comes and sucks and then you just wait your turn next? I'm just saying. So a lot of gay people are up in an uproar. They hate that this is happening. They hate that this is being exposed. But however, this is Atlanta. This is what goes down. Listen, this is the kinks. This is our definition. This is, I guess, the black definition of kinks. Honestly, I prefer this than walking around with leashes and pretending to be a dog sniffing up each other's asses. And walking around and barking and walking like a dog. Like the white people do in San Francisco. So, it's a lot going on. Watch your man next time he tell you he going to the barbershop. And if he tell you, ask him how much the haircut costs. If he say $80, you know he got his dick set. All right, y'all. So let's take a couple calls. The number is 563 909-999-3658. We're not going to be here for all night. All right. Private caller, you live on the air. Hello? All right. You're not ready. 217-1703.
Armand, I got some tea to give you.
Not right now. Hold on. Hold on. What you got to say with this?
Okay. So as far as the barbershop thing, I'm not surprised. I've been saw this on Twitter down my timeline. This is just something that happens in Atlanta. Atlanta is the gay city. A lot of kinky, crazy things go on. I just tell people to be careful and to protect their health. As far as the transgender bathroom thing, this whole transgender movement to me, it's a lot. I mean, I'm either calling you ma'am or sir. I'm not calling you anything else. Don't come at me. I don't care. That's your struggle. It's not mine. I'm not going to judge you. I'll support you. And that's all. But I really got some tea to tell you, though. Some tea.
Okay. Okay. Hold on to that tea. We're going to do a part two live. It's going to be we're going to get through it, and we're going to have a tea session. Okay. So we're going to wrap this up. This is going to be about a 30-minute live, and then we'll do a tea session live. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. All right. So you guys stay tuned for the tea session live, okay? It's going to be tea for tea, okay? You give me tea, I give you tea. We go tea for tea, all right? It's Friday night. We're going to go tea for tea. Okay. 575-4931. You're live on the air.
You always get me. This is Travis again.
What's going on, Travis?
Listen, the whole coochie eating pastor, that's nothing new to me.
Right.
Where I grew up down in Florida, I messed around with four pastors, so that's nothing anything remotely new to me with them doing some dirty stuff behind their wives' back.
Ooh.
So my thing, I've been there, done that, wore a t-shirt. As far as the barber naked thing, I know some people may hate me, but I don't like Atlanta like that. I really don't. Because it's a lot of shenanigans that be going on down there. So mm-hmm. for that to be displayed, I already seen this before on Twitter, like what the other caller said. So I already seen that and everything. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the transgender private bathroom situation, if they don't like Alabama, is it down in Alabama, correct?
No, it's Georgia.
Is it in Alabama? Georgia, they need to move. Just move somewhere else that will accept you for being who you are, because at the end of the day, you can't force those people down there, down south, to agree with what they like. My thing is either you entertain or you leave.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's my opinion about it. So, you know.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, yeah, so somebody gave me advice. We've got to keep these kind of short, so we're going to take a couple more. Then we're going to wrap it up. It's going to be a short, kind of cute, fun live, and then we're going to come back for our second half. All right, 251-1519, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling about the barbershop. You have to go check out the live. He did an interview today with Shakara, and he was actually telling what, you know, what all happens in the barbershop. He don't suck nobody at all. The person who getting the haircut and want to be sucked, they have to bring their own people in there to do that. He don't do that, period. He just lets you rub him while he's cutting your hair. I mean, who knows? We don't know a straight man going there and do it, but he say he do it privately. He don't do it around everybody, and he don't do it when kids in there at all. They do it in a private room.
Okay. So he probably got all kind of clients now. He probably got to get all kind of Atlanta rappers and shit in there.
He said he never had a celebrity before. Will now, because he's in Atlanta. So, hey, never know. But you just got to check out the live that he did, the interview he did with
so
his
daughter. So that means you and my man should go get haircuts by the naked barber.
No. You been at the home telling me you went and got an $80 haircut. That means you went to the barbershop to get something else done.
Right. All right. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome, Amar.
You live on the air.
Yes. I'm a real female. I'm just going to say that. But
okay.
I don't, you know, it was like a gay porn to me. So I don't know why everybody's so wrapped up in this, you know, what's going on. And he did this and he did that, you know. I just feel like everybody should be who they are.
Period.
And that was that.
Well, that's that
like
on
it's
that.
A gay porn, so accept that.
Okay. Thank you, love.
And that's it, Miss Thing.
Okay, period, Pooh. All right. So Fish felt some type of way. Or she felt that it was a gay porn. So I totally get it. So listen, so that is just kind of the tea that I got from you guys today. Make sure you guys like, share.